Hey, what the hell are you listening to the radio for? It's True Fidelity. It's on the internet. You can, like, listen to it anywhere. So do that. Anywhere. You're listening to True Fidelity, freeing you from the mainstream. Your weekly source for independent music, stuff, and things. Because someone's got to do it.
Can you come help me out today? I'm not doing anything. And this should only take a while. Sure do appreciate your help. We'll be right back.
Everybody, welcome to the True Fidelity Show. My name is Big D.
I'm Voxy.
C Fry.
I'm on one.
And Squeeze is in the house. And of course, Patrick Galactic is out there on the interstellar highways somewhere.
And surfing the Milky Way, I'm
sure. He's waiting for the wrinkle in time to loop and appear.
Portal.
Yeah, he always comes, you know, it's like that Galaxy Quest movie. He comes in with all that like space goo on him and
Did you ever get any on you
space
before?
No, I stay away from him. He always wants to shake my hand, and I'm just like, no. I keep towels available for him to towel off, you know, because I don't need that stuff. But hey, welcome to the big show, True Fidelity Show. This is your weekly break from the mainstream madness that's out there. We play nothing but the best of independent music from all over the world. You just heard Stained by a Killer, Love Like This, the Hayfields doing H1N1, and the Shambolic started us off with The Death of Me. Hope you enjoyed that. And like other shows where, you know, we do have the featured artists of the week, but we don't make you wait. We get right to it. Because we want you to be dazzled and wowed and to rock out. This week is Astro Van. Astro Van is a band that has kind of gone by the wayside, although Deezer, who is the lead singer, he'll pop up on some projects here and there. But as far as the band Astro Van, last time I had a conversation with him, they were working on a comeback, but it's still quiet from the Astro Van camp.
Still the come phase. The back part is not yet happened.
But they have an awesome album out titled You Said It, Man. And it's true. You said it. They are awesome. Astro Van, our featured artist of the week. You're going to hear 12 Gauge Promise, Too Proud, and Hollywood Shuffle. Here we go. We'll be right back.
emotions far way too high and out of sight, with no reason why. Holy, in Hollywood, can you lose your mind? Holy, in Hollywood, can you lose your mind? Losers left and right try to fight into the night, no end in sight. It's a fight for life, you never.
Dear Mainstream, I used to think you were the one for me, but lately I realize how demanding you are, always making me listen to the same music over and over again. You're never spontaneous and so concerned with your advertisers that it's like I don't even exist. Well, I've found someone new. True Fidelity has opened my ears to a whole new world, always surprising and exciting me. True Fidelity knows what I want.
Say you're gonna miss me, and I know it's true. Wish some way I could be with you. I'll always remember all the times we share. Never forget how much you care. I don't wanna hear you cry. really shouldn't have. But I'm glad you did. Got to go now just for a bit. I'll always remember all the times we shared. Never forget how much you care. Don't say goodbye. I don't want to hear you cry. Don't say
you, baby, in my mind.
This is true fidelity. Dip your chip into the nacho cheese of our genius.
Oh, nachos. Dip your chip, baby. Hey, confess in there with Back to Hell, Rachel and the Rising doing We Must Be One, and Wes Spate. We're good friends with Wes. Yeah. Been in on the show a few times. He has a brand new acoustic EP called Rejection Letter. And that's a track off of it called Don't Say Goodbye. He sent it to us this week. Hopefully nice. We liked it. So we hope you guys like it. I said, Wes, of course we'll play it because we're buddies, my friend. And he's doing good stuff. He's back. You know, he went to Nashville.
Yes.
And was out there for a while learning to do filming. But he's back. And apparently he's in the studio working on a full album.
Right on.
So looking forward to that. And he was like, can I come back in on the show? And that I had to say no on. No, of course we'll have Wes back in on the show at some point. But hey, let's find out, you know, this.
Hello, everybody. This is Voxy. Hope your new year is off to a great start. Sex, drugs, and rock and roll, baby. Not just the crying call of every teenage rebel. In fact, the relation between sex, drugs, and rock and roll has some scientific relevancy. More specifically, the music you like affects your brain's pleasure and reward centers the same way that sex and drugs do. A study even shows that the more satisfying you perceive the music as being and the more pleasure connections that are lighting up in your brain, the more likely you are to spend money on that music. When you listen to music you like, your body responds by releasing dopamine into the system, giving you a sense of happiness and pleasure. According to researcher Dr. Robert Zatori, the integrated activity of brain circuits involved in pattern recognition, prediction, and emotion allow us to experience music as an aesthetic or intellectual reward. This also explains why we hear so much music released that sounds like the last hit song, or why it seems like the music industry is addicted to the same sounds and styles. Despite everyone's unique personal preferences in music, these studies can predict who will buy the music they are listening to just based on what reactions they see in their brain the first time it is heard. Again, this sets a standard for creating more formulaic approaches to music just to make a sale. And even though this seems like a negative to me, it would seem that our brain might see it otherwise. In another study, teens who are exposed to songs that make references to sex, sexuality, or are sexually explicit become sexually active at an earlier age.
No.
And another study still shows that the vibrational effects of music and certain sound frequencies on the body can actually organize cells into natural patterns that help promote health and healing. So basically, great music makes you happy, healthy, and horny. Your thing. You're welcome. This is Voxy, turned on and tuned in for True Fact.
Now, wait a minute. So when I was growing up, and I went to church a lot because the parents would, you know, drag us by the ears and, you know, we'd have to go to church. And there was always, at least once or twice a year, there'd be some clown rolling around telling us about all the evils of rock and roll.
Yes.
So he was right.
Pretty much.
It makes you want to do naughty things.
Yes.
It triggers your
desire nature in your brain. You know, the right. Dopamine, it's the whole desire and reward system in your body that propels, you know, our survival in nature. So, yeah.
And sex is part of that.
Yes.
Well, and also, isn't it like the power of suggestion and hearing something over and over again, almost in like,
and when you're in an emotionally elated state because you like the music, then the words that you're hearing are also soaking into your subconscious. Yes. Yeah.
And next thing you know, you're waking up going, wow, that shouldn't have happened. C-Fry, what about you? You listen, what kind of music do you listen to? Cause so does that same thing work on depressing, like if you listen to, like, you know, really depressing music, does it?
Yeah.
So then, I think so.
Yeah. I mean, go ahead.
I used to listen to a lot of what people call angry music, you know, Ministry, Nine Inch Nails and this
fire,
and that.
Yeah.
And I kind of got away from that. And I was,
did you like go around
less,
and just like,
you feel happier
stuff?
Now?
A little less aggressive, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, God is dead and no one cares. If there's a hell, I'll see you there. You know, Nine Inch Nails, I mean, I would just scream that in the car with Trent, you know, me and Trent. And just bopping down the road.
Nice.
You know, and
just positive thoughts all around.
Exactly. Yeah,
nice sunny day. And you're bopping, like,
driving down the road. Yeah, no road rage here. Yeah.
When God himself, you know, sticks his effing arm through to push you down. You know, I mean.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's other studies and experiments. I think his last name is Amato. I'm not sure.
Dr. Amato.
Oh.
But where he does studies with water and music. And so, like, when they freeze the water and at the moment the ice crystals start to form, they capture a picture of it. Uh-huh. So they expose the water to different kinds of music and then they show the geometrical patterns that the water forms when it freezes. Looks very much like snowflakes for, like, they did a lot of it with classical music versus, like, heavy metal music to get, like,
what about,
you know,
country
that
music?
Contrast. And you'd see really nice, beautiful geometric patterns in the more classical music versus the really hard, aggressive stuff. The geometric shapes weren't as in,
they were
lined up. They were more blobby.
That's like your soul.
Yeah.
So if you
because you're like 90% water.
Right, it is. Yeah. True. And especially if you're like in Alaska where it's freezing, you're like almost ice.
Frozen soul. Mr. Freeze.
Exactly.
So, well, that's fascinating. That's a fascinating study. And that's very, very cool. So I'm going to have to be careful what I listen to then.
Yeah. Yes, be very careful.
Because
happy, happy, joy, joy.
Yeah. But this is really good right here. This is Charlie Oxford and Disappear. We'll be right back.
See, I'm chasing a dream, but I know. my arms entwine in the wires of her wisdom and give my prayers to the little goddess within her that lets me be overthrown. I'm searching with spite for anything good left to swallow. Hear me like the rain and fill my ocean with dancers so I may dive in and sing. I'm caressing your dreams and I'll be the burning violin that you dance to with the wires of her wisdom and give my prayers to the little goddess within her that lets me be overthrown. Hello, good night.
Impossible Bird is the name of that band with Hello, Good Night. Sounds like a Beatles song, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. Great band though. Star Anna in there with Let Me Be, and we started off Charlie Oxford with Disappear. Hey, I just want to give a heads up to the fact that, you know, we're syndicated on a lot of different shows, different stations.
Yes.
Across the U.S. We're up in Canada, we're over in the U.K. and I want to give a particular shout out to my friend Tiz over there at XRP Radio. I mean, this guy, it's a new station, and they are just doing some amazing things. It's a British station, and they broadcast live 24/7 on the website. But
what amazing things are they doing?
Well, you know, I mean, for to get traction as a as an internet station, not easy, because you're up against, well, the mainstream stations, and seems like
a billion other podcasts or online streaming.
All
radio
kind
type
of stuff,
yeah.
You know, whether it's Spotify, whether
content.
But this guy, so Tiz, he's the main cat over there. At least he's the one I've been talking to. I know he has some other people working with him, but it's xrpradio.co.uk if you want to check it out. And they play us, I don't know, 3 or 4 times during the week, you know, on their station. And that's not why I'm talking him up. I'm just saying, I've been noticing how they have been working Facebook and how they've also been gathering DJs and gathering really good content. It's all independent music, and of course we love that.
Right on.
And so I just want to give good shouts out to them, and we're on lots of stations. It's not to say all the other ones aren't great. They are. We appreciate being on all the stations, but just particular heads up to
for a
XRP.
Brand new one that need give them some love.
Give them some love, you know. They deserve that. And we love our Canadian brothers up there too. We're happy to be up there in the Great White North. Yeah, no.
You loser.
Yeah, we are going to go back to. We're going to start having our guest starting next week. So just want to give you a heads up on that. We have an author coming in who just penned a book about a lot of the independent bands in our area and around the U.S. that travel through. And
nice.
So yeah, that'll be very, very cool. And then also we're working on some, you know, artists that we're going to have on. One of them in particular, they have a brand new album out that sound a lot like Pink Floyd. They're just really, really cool. So there's all of that. Now, have we heard from Galactic? Anybody, has he rang a bell or texted anybody?
I'm starting to get a weird tingling sensation in my fingertips, so I think he's getting close.
Well, speaking of Facebook, you can always check us out. You know, give our page a like. You can keep up to date with what we're doing. We are True Fidelity. Just go into the Facebook and type in True Fidelity Show. It will come up. We also have a email address, which is truefishow@gmail.com. And those are ways to... And if you know bands out there that you would like to have them heard on our show, we're more than glad to take submissions. So you can have them hit us up at truefishow@gmail.com. We're always looking for great new bands, and we love the independent artists. We love to support them. All right, that's it for hour number one. I'm Big D.
I'm Voxy.
I'm C-Fry.
I'm on one.
And for Squeeze on the Board and Galactic, who will be here shortly, we are the True Fidelity Show. We'll be back.